It's 8:31. Election season is heating up. Have you decked out your cubicle or office yet with pictures of you and your favorite candidate, lawn signs maybe? The Hatch Act limits what some federal employees can do both on and off the job when it comes to political activity. The law has been on the books for some time, but we decided to check in for a reminder of what it is and what's not okay. Anna Galinda Marone is the chief of the Hatch Act unit at the Office of Special Counsel. She joins us now with the do's and don'ts. Good morning. Thanks for being with us.
Thank you for having me on.
It seems like election season gets earlier and earlier every time, but I guess we always say that. So it's on us. There are congressional midterms. What are some of the basic ground rules for what career federal employees can and cannot do?
Certainly. Well, the majority of the federal workforce, that is those employees in the executive branch, are covered by the Hatch Act. And the Hatch Act, first would prohibit them from engaging in political activity while they're on duty or in their federal workplace or while wearing, some sort of government uniform or using a government vehicle. And this is where we see a majority of our violations.
Which is where? Those places that you just labeled or any one of those places?
In particular, while on duty or in a federal building. So that, for example, while the majority of the workforce can engage in political activity off duty, they need to be reminded that on duty or on federal premises, they're prohibited from engaging in activity that's directed at the success or failure of candidates or political parties.
Even if it's not your federal building, say, for example, somebody who works at the government printing office goes to the post office?
Well, if they're there on duty, then even though it's not their building, they would still be prohibited. And if it is a federal building that's used in the discharge of official executive business, then yes, they would be prohibited.
And what about campaign activities such as lawn signs or even canvassing or fundraising while off the job? Is that pretty much okay for federal workers?
For the most part, yes. And but why I say for the most part is that there are still some restrictions that we haven't discussed that apply 24/7. That is, even if employees are off duty and away from their federal workplace, they're still covered by the Hatch Act. And one of those restrictions would be soliciting for political contributions, soliciting or accepting political contributions. So even though most federal employees may go around the neighborhood, for example, canvassing support for a candidate, they still cannot solicit for political contributions.
So that's talking about money versus, say, signing a petition.
Correct.
Okay, and what about things like lawn signs where it's obvious that you're on one side or the other?
Lawn signs, as long as they're not placed or displayed in the federal workplace, would be permitted. So, for example, in the front of your home, patio of your house or apartment, that would be fine. But displaying such signs at work would be prohibited.
And so that also includes, like, buttons from a campaign, too, I guess, huh?
Correct. On duty, federal employees cannot display any type of material, whether it's a button, a poster, a screensaver, displaying their support for a candidate or a party. But after hours and away from the federal workplace, that's permitted. And we've talked a lot about displaying, but one of the things that we see, especially close to election season in terms of on-duty political activity, is the use of email and now social media. Ooh. And that's given a rise to a number of new Hatch Act complaints and violations.
Anna Galinda Marone is the chief of the Hatch Act unit at the Office of Special Counsel. Let's talk about that. That's going to be a whole new wrinkle on this, is the whole Facebook, Twitter, YouTube sort of thing. That's prohibited, too. Is that actually specifically written out there, or does it need to be included, like to the letter?
Sure. It's not specifically written in the statute, but the statute is very clear in that federal employees may not engage in political activity on duty. So any means or tools by which they can accomplish the political activity would be captured in that restriction. So, for example, if you're on duty and you're in your office, you can't use the email system or, for example, log on to your personal social media page to engage in political activity. You have to wait until you're home and off duty to do that.
So you could not, say, send a Twitter tweet out from your government-issued BlackBerry, even if it was your own personal account during business hours, because you would still be using in effect, a federal facility, your BlackBerry and the network that is paid for to do that.
Especially if you're on duty. Correct. And I think that's how you posed your question. If you're on duty, whether you're using government equipment or personal equipment, political activity is prohibited.
Does that make it kind of tricky for the person for the federal employee, now that everything is so mobile and we have really integrated our private lives with our professional lives through things like social networking and carrying our BlackBerries with us everywhere we go? That does make it harder, doesn't it?
It does, and that's why, you know, any opportunity that we get as an agency to talk about the Hatch Act, whether it's through this morning talk show or doing outreach with agencies to educate the federal community, I think helps to avoid that confusion.
And probably just from a cultural standpoint, should you probably avoid casual conversation with federal employees about this or that political issue?
Well, that is a difficult question to answer without a set of specific facts. Because at the end of the day, what you're looking at was whether the individual engaged in activity that was directed at the success or failure of a candidate or party. So if you have two colleagues talking about the debate they saw, let's say it's a presidential debate that they saw last night, and they're giving their opinion about who they think performed best, that's not political activity. However, if you're in the lunchroom and you're trying to persuade your colleagues to vote a certain way, then that probably, and I say probably because you'd want to look at all the facts surrounding the circumstance, but that's probably going to be political activity.
And finally, does it matter what office they're running for? I mean, we've talked about running for president, but I mean, can you run for mayor or city council or dog catcher? Does it even matter?
Well, in terms, and this is one restriction we haven't talked about. Federal employees also cannot be candidates in partisan elections. But even in terms of the political activity restriction we were just discussing, all of the Hatch Act activity that's prohibited is always tied back to partisan activity. So when we're talking about activity at work that's directed at the success of a candidate or the failure of a candidate, it would be a candidate for partisan office. And it doesn't matter whether it's local, state, or national office.
And very briefly, if an employee suspects somebody of violating the Hatch Act, how do they turn them in without ramifications? What do they do?
Well, we have we receive complaints anonymously from the public, from colleagues, referral from agencies. All the time, we don't require that someone identify themselves. However, we would request sufficient facts that we would be able to investigate the allegations. You can send us an email to our Hatch Act inbox. You can fax us. You can write to us. We also have a form online that you can fill out and forward to the office. So a good way of starting the process, if you want to file a complaint, is to go to our website, which sets forth all the different ways that you can file a complaint with our office.
And we'll link to that site from ours. Anna Galinda Marone is the chief of the Hatch Act Unit at the Office of Special Counsel. Find more, hear this entire interview, federalnewsradio.com/Federal Drive. Thank you so much for joining us this morning.
Well, thank you very much, and have a good day.
You too.